right, coming back at you live. What's happening, everybody? What's going on? Keeping it real, keeping it sexy.
Gotcha, bitch.
Keeping it on the down low. What's going on, people? The war in Ukraine is still going on. Is it real? Probably not. Doesn't seem like it's real. They keep showing pictures of tanks. Armies still use tanks. Couldn't Russia just bomb them? Every time I turn on the news, I see a bunch of tanks rolling into Ukraine. Don't you just bomb people now? Or use tanks still? Isn't that from World War I and II? Seems like a fake war. They're doing a fake war, right? I mean, it's not real. They're doing a lot of photo ops in this war. Nobody cares about the war. Nobody cares about the war. Nobody cares about anything. Johnny Depp trial is still on. Why? Why is it still on? Why are we still talking about this Johnny Depp trial? I call it the Amber Heard trial. I like Amber Heard. Hot. God damn, she's hot. I don't care if she shits the bed. I find her extremely attractive. Look, I love my wife. And I would never leave my wife. But, you know, we have children. But, you know, if Amber Heard came a knocking, I have to be honest, and my wife knows this and is fine with it and understands, I would leave my wife and family in a second. I would never talk to anyone again and go with Amber Heard. I would be in complete subjection to whatever Amber Heard wanted me to do because I love her that much. I think she's that beautiful. I would do anything she wanted. That's how attractive I find this bitch.
I did not know that.
More than a woman. More than a woman to me. Don't go changing to try to please me, Amber Heard. She could shit on my bed any day. Any day. It would be encouraged. Please. I should be so lucky to have her shit in my bed. Maybe not. Hey! Do you guys know that John Bon Jovi's still alive and he's trying to sing? He can't sing anymore. I mean, is he on fentanyl? Is John Bon Jovi on fentanyl? John Bon, it might be time to hang it up, son. Thank you for your service, but it's time to start banging 28-year-old hostesses from Applebee's or something. I don't know what to tell you.
Aw, man.
But your singing career is over. Is he on drugs? He's not just out of key. He's not even in time. He's not even singing in time anymore. I don't know what he's doing. Is he shooting up with black tar heroin before he hits the stage? I don't know. It's just way behind the beat. It's just awful, isn't it? Or is it just me? I think he's got enough money. We get it. It's time to relax, though, John Bon. Time to cancel the tour, John Bon. Time to do something else. It's not working anymore.
Surprise, motherfucker.
You're getting nothing but pity. It's pathetic. You're starting to sound like a goat that's giving birth to a retarded goat. The people in the audience are looking at each other like, what the fuck? His bandmates are looking at their shoes the whole time. It's sad. And he keeps going on stage and acting like there's nothing wrong. I don't know. Did he just get the booster? I don't know. This could be effects from the booster. I don't know what's going on. I think the protein spikes have settled in his vocal cords and are making him sound like a retarded goat. I don't know what's happening. He has to know what's going on. I keep waiting for him to stop the song and go, I was just fucking around. I was trying to sound retarded. What'd you guys think?
Why the fuck would you do something like
Thank you
like
for your
that?
Service, John Bon, but you're done. You're done. Anyway, today's show is going to be, I'm going to air some calls. Today's the call show. I'm going to air some calls that I did a long time ago, and they never made the show for one reason or another. And I think it's people like this. Once a year, I do a show that's just a bunch of calls. And if you like the calls, you're in luck. Because I got some good ones here, I think. Maybe. We'll see. Maybe they're stupid. And if you don't like the calls, listen to something else. I don't really care what you do.
Salon and spa.
Hey, what's your, you got openings today for a massage? I'm tight. My neck's tight.
It looks like we do not. We're all booked for massage today.
What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
I'm on a plane. I'm traveling. Doing some business. Meeting up with some clients.
I could do a 30-minute massage, but otherwise that's pretty much it. I could do a 30-minute at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock's the only thing, huh? Well, I don't want, I want no talking. Do you guys do that? I've had a bad experience. I had a bad experience.
I don't think our massage therapists talk during the... I think it's pretty much just quiet.
Yeah, but I want none because I had a really bad experience in Chicago and it was not good. So I'm hoping...
I will let them know.
And also, I was going to see if I could bring my own music. I usually bring my own playlist, my own... I got a little speaker I bring. I like to listen to 90s R&B. I don't like all the... music that you guys play, probably. I like Usher and Keith Sweat and Teddy Pendergrass and all that kind of stuff. That's what I listen to when I get my massages. Let me lick you up and down, stuff like that. Keep it sexy, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. I don't see that would be an issue, but that'd be something you'd probably talk to a massage therapist about.
No, I'm not going to talk to anybody. Told you that. I don't want to talk to anybody or anything. Last 10 minutes of the massage, I need to be left alone, too. Put that in notes. I had a bad experience in Chicago.
Did you have a preference on a female massage therapist?
No. I don't care. I will go either way on that, but I don't want no talking. I don't want no eye contact. And it's kind of a lot, but it's just the way I feel.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
I want you. Can you do it?
I'm not a massage therapist. No, I just work at the front desk.
My neck is so tight. I don't know what's going on. I'm on a plane, so I can't really commit to anything, but I'll call you back. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Otherwise, you're more than welcome to look at our website.
As long as I can bring my own music and no one talks to me, because I get a real funny... I don't want no eye contact or any... It's a whole deal for me. But it is the way... I'm socially awkward. Even talking to you right now is a bit much. This is a bit much. I think I've said enough. I think we've talked enough.
No, I get it. I get it. Yep, no problem at all.
Thanks, bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
See? She was very accommodating. Very nice employee. I've never had a massage. I don't ever plan on getting a massage. I don't think I would enjoy that very much. But she was nice. This next call is going... Let's see what's next here. Oh, I'm seeking legal advice because my neighbor keeps calling my wife fat. Yeah, this isn't great, but whatever.
There, thanks for calling. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Not great. And I don't know if this is something that I should be calling about. I got your number from someone else, so I apologize if this is not something that you can help me with. I'm in a bit of a spat with my neighbor. It all started about cutting grass. There was a discrepancy. He's been cutting some of my grass, you know, and that's fine. And there was, you know, and then things kind of escalated. Now he's calling my wife overweight, and it's slander. It's defamation. And that's why I think I need a lawyer. You know, he's just an awful person. He'll make little pig noises when he comes, you know, a snort when he comes outside. He goes in his yard and simulates being a pig. We're out there trying to relax, and we'll hear him over there going... He'll throw his dinner scraps into our yard and all the stuff. He, you know, he'll play Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back, that song, really loud. He's torturing us, and it's... I don't know what to do, because I don't want this prick to be, you know, in our lives, and I'd like to have papers sent to him or something.
Okay, so just, you know,
he'll put wide load.
He's
got a sticker, wide load sticker on her car. You know, it's getting weird. And she's not even overweight. She's got an overactive thyroid. Yeah, but it's not I wouldn't call her overweight, per se. He's just being awful.
So have you contacted the police regarding any of this?
Well, I don't think it's to that point. Is it? Is that what we're at here?
Well, I can't say for sure. I can tell, you know, the attorneys on my panel are going to be private, hourly rate paid attorneys.
Yeah. I would just like a paper sent.
Probably would not be able to help with like a
there's no way.
Any order or anything like that. But if you're being harassed by your neighbor.
Well, is that, what do you think of it?
I can't give my opinion.
Oh.
But if you, you know, want to start with contacting the police, that would be a free option for you.
Yeah.
Versus hiring an attorney.
Well, I could do that. I've had some problems. We've had some problems with the cops, too. So I don't even know if I want to. I just was hoping I could have an attorney talk to him. But if you think that's what I should do, I'll do what you tell me to do. You know, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. But
I can't tell you what to do because I can't give you legal advice.
Oh, I thought that's what I was calling for.
Yeah, I can't give you legal advice. I'm not an attorney.
You don't think I have a case?
That's not what I said, sir. In fact, I'm suggesting that you contact the police
okay.
and report it.
All right. Well, you know what? You're not really a lawyer, so what? I'm wasting my time here. But thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah. I don't think she liked me. I just don't get the feeling that me and her would get along. I don't know. Just me. I think it's more me than her. She just wasn't having it, was she? All right. What's the next one here? This one just says booster. I think I was calling. I had some questions about the booster. I was trying to get the booster. I think I've already done this one, but see what happens.
How can I help you?
Hi, I had a question about the booster.
Okay.
Okay, so I've had several boosters. And I was wondering if you guys knew of any side effects from the boosters that you can...
I think it would be the normal side effects from the regular shot because it's the same stuff.
It's the same stuff, huh?
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, well, thank you. I shouldn't have called.
Are you having symptoms or?
Well, I've been having
side effects.
Well, I can't get an erection, and I didn't know if it's because of the booster or what's going on. So I didn't know if that was a side effect, and I don't see it on the... I Googled it, and it doesn't say anything about that, but I'm also, you know, a little lethargic, and I can't taste very well.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm dating this new girl, and she's a special needs person, so that's a lot of work, and I got to carry her around. I can't taste anything. The whole thing's been a mess. I'm just trying to, I don't know if I've had, I mean, how many boosters am I going to get here? I've had so many boosters.
So as of right now, there's only the two boosters. I don't know if there's going to be another one.
I'd like to get another one, but I don't know when, they're not telling me when I can get the other one. I'd like to get them as soon as they come out because I'm scared to death of COVID right now.
Right.
So I have all this anxiety with COVID, and then I can't taste, and all this other stuff that's going on. I told you about with this girl, and she's schizophrenic.
Yeah.
So far, it's not been very good.
Right.
So I think I maybe need it.
Pharmacist to see if that's one of the side effects.
Ask him when I can get the. I think I need to top it off. I think I need a new, probably, and if they know when the new booster is coming out. Because I think I just need to top it off.
So I don't know when the new booster is coming out.
They won't know that.
I don't think we've heard anything.
God damn it.
So.
I can't wait.
Okay, so I'm going to ask real quick and see if that's a side effect, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So as for that side effect, that's nothing we've heard of or they heard of. So you could potentially, if you say that you don't have taste and you're lethargic, that you could potentially have COVID. No. You would just have to go get tested for it.
I test myself all the time. I don't have COVID. I can taste. It's just tastes funny. Things taste funny to me. But you know, I also have an anxiety disorder, so it could be something to do with that because of COVID. The whole thing is the snake. It's eating its own tail here. Because I'm just getting...
Right. I think you're... No offense. I think you're getting yourself a little worked up over it.
No, I'm very worked up. Yeah. That's probably most
really
of it.
High from it.
Yeah. And I'm dating this new girl, and that's not working out. You know, she's in special needs, so there's a bunch of stuff that goes along with that. And if I just knew...
I'd say when it's time, it's time. I mean, when it's time
Well, what's taking so long for this fucking booster? Why can't we have it? I'm afraid to get the mail. You know what I mean? That's the situation I'm in. I'm afraid to leave the damn house.
You can't live like that, though.
Yeah.
You gotta have some adventure, and you can't let your anxiety get to you. So, I would say just try to.
I don't know what's. I mean, I'm only 28 years old. I don't know what I'm so worried about, but, and I'm fit. I'm fit as a fiddle.
Honestly, I had COVID, and it's not that bad. But, I mean, it's different for everybody, and it could be different for you if you do get it. So, I mean.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it'll all work out, and I appreciate you talking to me. I feel a little better already. Thank you.
You're welcome. If you need anything else, just give us a call, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye. See, I felt like we hit it off pretty well. I liked her, and she liked me. She wants me to call back if I need anything. Well, maybe someday I will. I will call her back. Let's see. Next, I'm calling for car. I'm trying to fix my car on this next one, I think. It says fix car. I think I'm just trying to name as many car parts as I can, which is not very many. And it doesn't seem like either one of us know what the hell we're talking about, if I remember right. Trying to talk to someone named... I think I was looking for someone named Ronnie for some reason. Randy, Ronnie, I don't know.
Thank you for calling on this speaking.
All right. Hey, is this Randy?
Randy?
Ronnie. I talked to Ronnie earlier. I'm working on the Cutlass. I'm the guy, I'm working on a 99 Cutlass. Tie rods are shot. I told him that, but...
Did you need some parts in?
What's that?
Did you need some parts?
Well, I had some questions. Do you ever do a camshaft sensor? On a 99 Cutlass? Yes, sir.
I can look it up.
Have you ever done it?
Have I ever done it? No, I don't do mechanic work.
Oh, because the screws are stripped. I don't know.
The screws to get out to get the camshaft sensor out?
The whole thing is fucked. Yeah, my neighbor came over and he said the tie rods are shot, but, you know, he's a drunk. So I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a lot of problems. The manifold's coming down. I got burned on that. Rocker arm's loose. Rocker panels looks like shit. But I'm restoring this Cutlass. I talked to Randy or Ronnie over there. And right now I'm working on the camshaft sensor, but the screws are stripped. I'm thinking about drilling them out with like an 8-penny drill bit. And I just got all.
Okay.
But you know, you got one in stock.
Let me look it up. It's you said it's a 99 Cutlass.
Yeah. Tie rods are loose. The ball joints are okay. They're got wear and tear on the ball joints, but I think they're gonna be fine.
It's a 1999 Cutlass. Is it a Cutlass?
Yeah. It's an 8-cylinder. It's the big boy.
What year is the Cutlass?
It's a 99. It's the big boy.
It's a 99?
Yeah.
Okay,
I got
I need to look up Oldsmobile.
I got a hole in the pressurized hydraulic hose, too, but...
All right, you need a camshaft sensor?
Yeah, I need a camshaft sensor. The screws are all stripped. I'm going to drill those out, I think, is what I'm going to do. My ball joints are shot.
It's a 6-cylinder, right?
It's the big boy. Yep.
Okay.
It's the big boy, the six-cylinder big boy.
Okay.
I believe I was talking to Ronnie over there.
It looks like we don't have one. We have to order one in.
Yeah, I'll have it put back together probably by the time you get it. But
what's that?
The ball joints. They got some wear and tear, but I think I'm just gonna leave them as is for now until I get this rocker arm is loose. But I'll figure that out too. All right. Well, I'll come in and we'll talk. I'll get that cam tip. Yeah, we'll talk more about it.
Okay.
Thanks, Ronnie.
We'll be here. Yep.
Bye. Yeah, I'm just trying to say as many car parts as I could. What's a ball? I don't know what any of these car parts even are, to be honest, really. I mean, I do kind of. I don't know. That went nowhere. This is why these never aired. These are not good. I apologize. I'm wasting everyone's time here. Thought I had some good calls on here to share today, but I really don't. Here's one about, this one says rabies.
Okay. Thank you for calling the man with HCA Hospital.
Hey.
My name is Ellie. I'm a registered nurse. Are you or someone you were calling for today experiencing a medical emergency right now, such as crushing chest pain,
no,
severe shortness of breath, any Hello? New onset numbness or weakness? Hello? Or any uncontrolled bleeding?
Sorry, I thought you were a machine.
No, sir. That's okay. How can I help you?
No, it's probably nothing. I'm calling about rabies. I was bit by a dog a while back. Do you know a lot about rabies?
I can give you some information.
Well, the thing is, my
knowledge.
Okay. I don't know what's going on because I got, it's kind of a long story. My wife had her boyfriend over, and I was out drinking, and I was hopping fences, and I got bit by a dog in the back of the leg, in someone's yard, and that was a while ago, and the bite mark is pretty much healed up, to be honest with you, but lately I've been just, I don't know, I feel like my hearing's really, really good for some reason. I've been craving meat, if that makes any sense. I just salivate when I think about meat, and I don't, have any real, I just want to know if I have rabies, because I never got checked for rabies, and I don't know if there's a medication perhaps I can take to clear up this rabies, because I feel like I have it, maybe, I don't know. I was just wondering if this
found our number on the internet?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to give you some information, bear with me just for a moment, okay? Let me pull some things up for you. Yeah, so symptoms of rabies in animals are, increased drooling, seizures, nausea, vomiting, loss of muscle function, muscle spasms, numbness, tingling, increased pain at the bite site, restlessness, difficulty swallowing,
and
hallucinations. And adults exhibit those symptoms as well. So those are the most common symptoms. Another common symptom is fear of water, like hydrophobia.
No, I've been real irritable, though. I'm not afraid of water.
So nothing you have described to me are symptoms of rabies.
Thank God. Okay.
Now, you said the bite site's looking healed and everything like that?
Yeah, it's just I've had having these weird cravings. I'm going through a lot of... It's just been a lot of emotional turmoil. So maybe and I just got the booster. So who knows? This could be all from the booster, I guess.
It's possible.
Okay. Well, as long as I don't have those symptoms. So thank you very much. I feel better. I just wanted to make sure that this is not turning into some kind of rabies situation.
Yes, sir. It doesn't sound like any of those symptoms. And typically, it takes average incubation period for developing rabies is 3 to 12 weeks. So you would want to, keep your eye out for any of those symptoms. And if you do, seek medical attention.
All right. Well, I'm going to go eat some meat. So thanks.
You're very welcome.